Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As you may know, the federal government's Social Security and Disability Insurance Program is insolvent. As calculated by actuaries at the Social Security Administration, disability assets will be exhausted within 12 months. The IOUs, not assets, in the Social Security Trust Fund will run out in about 20 years. Social Security and federal disability payments were never intended to be adequate for recipients to live on. Instead, the government explicitly labels them supplemental payments to augment other resources that people are responsible for providing on their own. Having said that, I know many people do not understand this. Many depend on such payments for virtually all of their support. If you are counting on Social Security or federal disability payments, I have bad news. In the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015, signed into law Monday, Section 831 cuts and reduces significant existing promise payments starting 6 months from now. This section imposes several restrictions on timing of payments and how they are calculated. The primary change is that the existing recipient of payments calculated on the basis of their spouse, ex-spouse, or parent who chooses not to receive their own such payments will make the other recipients ineligible to receive payments. This cutoff of payments will continue until the person on whom the benefits are tied starts to accept their Social Security or disability payments. This will prompt many people to start collecting such payments earlier, which will be for lower amounts than if they deferred payments. The bill also eliminates some second payments where people draw upon their own account and that of a spouse, ex-spouse, or parent simultaneously. These sudden payment cuts should not surprise you. The Social Security Administration has stated that without such drastic measures, total payments would have to be reduced at least one-fourth across the board. The Social Security program has been bankrupt for decades, which I've known for more than 40 years, but politicians lied to you about it. One way or another, people will receive smaller payments than what they expected, because the government does not have adequate funding. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.